Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Our topic this week is about USB thumb drives. But first, we'll hear a quick tip from our partner, Kristen Beck, at kristensguide.com. Swimming is an essential skill that every person should learn. You never know when you're going to need to swim to safety or jump in the water to save someone you love. So, sign up your kids for swimming lessons and try and take a few classes yourself to improve your own swimming skills. Thumb drives. Everyone has at least one these days. Heck, I have 10 that I've accumulated over the years. Many people, especially members of the younger crowd, even keep them on their keychains. Back in episodes 20 and 21, I warned against keeping any valuable information on a USB thumb drive that was on a keychain with your car keys because you give up the car keys so often. But what happens when you find a USB thumb drive? That's safe, right? After all, you found it on the street or parking lot. It must have fallen off of someone else's keychain, or out of a purse, or out of a briefcase, or a backpack. Lucky you, right? Not necessarily. Now, over the years, I have worked at some high-security facilities. A new trend is emerging in the hacking community, and the USB thumb drive is becoming the delivery vehicle for spyware, trojans, and other hacking tools. The key to this is twofold. First, the technology has advanced to the point where USB drives are cheap enough to throw away. They're practically disposable. Second, computers and the USB devices support auto-execution of code when you plug them in. That means as soon as you connect the thumb drive to your computer, it can immediately run a program without you clicking on anything. Just inserting the device triggers the program to run. Can you see where I'm going with this? So what hackers and other people interested in military, industrial, or corporate espionage are doing is setting up USB thumb drives with auto-executing programs that can install spyware, trojans, keystroke loggers, and zombie tools as soon as they're inserted. Then they take these technological landmines and drop them in parking lots of financial institutions, research corporations, universities, and government and military facilities. The hope is that someone will find one, consider themselves lucky, pick it up, keep it, and use it on their work computers. Back in episode 35, I talked about phishing in relation to identity theft. That's where bulk emails are sent out and the message tries to get you to go to a website, complete a form, respond with your personal information, or install some nasty software. This thumb drive technique falls into the category of something called whaling. The hackers are trying to land a super big fish. They want an executive, an IS administrator, or someone with high security clearance to slip the thumb drive into their computer. The tools can then assume the identity and clearance of the person logged into the PC, and the higher the clearance, the more damage that can be done. Any intrusion behind a corporate firewall is bad news, executive or not. Oh, and if you don't use it at work and you take it home instead, they still get access and control to your home PC. They win if the device is used anywhere. So, what are your options? There are two. The first one is to turn any USB thumb drive found into the security office. If it was truly lost, then the real owner will be happy to get it back. And if not, IS security will probably want to inspect the device. And your second option is just to destroy it and throw it away. The key here is not to use any USB thumb drive you happen to come across laying on the ground. It's just not worth the risk. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.
Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com, and if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.